I'll tell you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Reish was talking about b'shtei avoidus, and Seif was talking about bein b'avoidachas, bein b'shtei avoidus, and economy. He said we could be talking about both, whether it's one avoidus or two avoidus, doesn't make a difference. In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the machshev is piglu with chal first, once it's chal, it does not go away. Now we learned, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, zeh klal, this is a general klal. In machshev is hazman kodmul, machshev is hamokim piglu. If machshav is chus lezmanoi comes first as chav pigel and therefore becheiv molov kor. That's his drasha. So bishtam the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tony Zaklav. It's a general klal in all cases. El yufa my Zaklav. What's a general klal? It's not true. It's only if it's two different avoidus. But in the same avoid, you don't have this. So how could he say a general klal in machshav is zman kodma mashm even join one avoidah versus kasha nechnami on yufa it's little of a kasha. It's more mashm lo Rabbi Yehuda and the contra Rabbi Yehuda. There's a general klal at all times. Any time the machshavas pigul comes first, that's it. That makes pigul, and leaving the lady, you have another machshava even during the same avodah. You have another machshava, that does not take away from pigul. All right, we'll stop here. We're up to daf lamed amud aleph. Four lines down. Tanan hosim, we learned over there, Gemara and Tmura, that Tanan hosim, Harezu Tmuras Oilo Tmuras Shlomim. Let's say somebody has two animals next to him. He has the Korban Oilo and he has the Korban Shlomim, and now he has a third animal, which is Chulin, and he wants to make Tmura. But the question is, what type of Oloshim does he use? So he says like this, Harezu Tmuras Oilo and Tmuras Shlomim. Now we know both cannot be Chal, like the Chal of Ein Kedusha, Chal Al Kedusha. So which one of these two did he really mean? So Rabbi Meir holds Harezu Tmuras Oilo. Deeper Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, like Tofas Lasarishin, we go after the first word that he said, and the first word that he said was Harezu Tmuras Oilo. Therefore, this Behem of Chulin, the third animal, has a loch of Kedushas Oilo on it. Omer Rabbi Yosi Gracie says back, no. Im Lakach Niskavim, we have to be afraid. This person really wanted both to be Chal. He wanted it to be a Tmuras Oilo and a Tmuras Shlomim. Sim lakach niskavin chilo, if he really meant that both should be chal, so ho yol viyev shalohitzi, shtei shemet kachas, like, why did he say one before the other? Because it's impossible to do it any other way. It's impossible to say both at the same time. That's why he had to say one after another. But really, he did not mean like Tofas Rishon, it should only be a Korban Oilo. He meant to say it should be a Korban Shlomim also. So though Rabbi Yosi holds Devarav Kayamim, yes, what he says, it means, and therefore both is Chal. What does that mean? Both is Chal, I, Luchuri, you can't have two Kedushas and one Behema. So Rashi says, what the Gemara and Tamura says is, the Tiro, he has to let this animal pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then the Timkro, you'll sell this animal, for Yaviyah B'dimei, Chetzi Yelo, B'dimei, Chetzi Shlamim. When you sell the animal, half of that money you'll spend now on a behemoth oilo, and half you'll spend to buy a korban shlomim. You have to do both. But what's going to be the yimni shom harezu tmuras oilo? Let's say first the person said he wants this animal of chulin to be a tmura, to be like zu takazu, to have a kedushas oilo on it. The nimlach, and then he changes his mind, the yom harezu tmuras shlomim, that it should be now a tmuras shlomim. Send the lochus according to everybody, Harezu Oilo. We go after the words that he said first, and therefore it remains a Korban Oilo. Rabbi Yosi only argues when he says both, one after another, that Lechetchili really meant both, and therefore both are Chal. Iboilu, I have a question like this now. What's going to be if somebody says, Harezu Tmuras Oilo, Ushlomim Mahu, Lachzois, or Mal, one Shiloh. The person says, Harezu Tmuras Oilo Ushlomim. He doesn't say two words like we had before, Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim, but he says like in one word. So the question is, does Rabbi Meir argue here, and does he still say, we say Tofas Rishon? But since he said first, Harezu Tmuras Oilo, it's Chalon Oilo, and that's all, or maybe here it's better. Since he said, Harezu Tmuras Oilo Vishlomim, he said right away Ushlomim, maybe he meant both. And therefore, maybe here also you agree to Rabbi Yosi that really both should be chal, and therefore you have to sell them and with the money buy both. Or else, lach tzois mahu. Rashi is like, in Timson, if you want to tell me, Poshta Kedushas Oila Bakula. Well, since he said the word Oila first, that's Chal, and once it's Chal, he can't have anything else. Well, that's going to be if he says like this, Harezu Behemazu Lachzeis Loila Ushlamim. He says, I only want half of it to be a Korban Oila, and then he means to say Ushlamim, the other half should be Ushlamim. Here you have a Shaila. Since it's Chadiburu, V'yein Zechal B'loizim, one cannot be chal without the other. So if Benachnami, both should be chal, like the Jesse holds. Or Duma maybe no. Kivon de Poshta Bapalgo, since at first you said Oila. So this Kedushas Oila is chal upon here for the animal. And we'll say then automatically, Poshta Bakula, like once it's chal on here, automatically it spreads over the other here also. Fulo Yossi Shtomim V'chayli, and therefore the Kedushas, the Korban Shtomim, will not come to be chal. After Shaila, according to Rav Meir, what's going to be if he says lachzeis? So Gemara says, Omer Abaye says, Poho vaday moide Rabbi Meir. Yes, for here for sure, when you say lachzeis, since you only said you want half for the animal to have kedusha shlomim, for sure on the second half it's chal the kedusha shlomim. So Rav Meir agrees with Rabbi Yosi that really both are chal the domim, and you'll have to sell it and with the money buy both. Rav says no. Rav Amar that Adayin he machlekes is still told the same machlekes. According to Rabbi Meir, still once it's chal a kedushas oila, it's nespashet the kula, and that's it. There's no more mokum for shlomim to be chal. Oh my Rav Abaya, so Rav said back to Abaya, Lididoch, according to you, the Amrit that you Abaya just got finished saying, Biho vadim odi Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir agrees. That the person says lachzeis, he only wants half of it to be oil, half to be shlomim. That both achal is so haray shchita telechi lachzeis domi by a shchita. That's the same type of a case of lachzeis, and still the pligi, still the yavu. So Rashi says haray shchita. Titoni masis says now mishnah lecho kezayis lemochor kezayis pachutz that b'shas mona voido b'shas shchita. He has in mind to eat the kezayis of the meat tomorrow, and to eat the kezayis of it, chutzlam kaimai. Still, yeah. So here, l'chura, Rashi says, l'chi lach sezomi. Talav mehedram luchay, he's not changing his mind. Shreikam nezay sim yesh, bihu, v'chadi buhu, there's only one diba. Still, the polygon, come Rabbi Yudah, talk with Lashon Rishon. Still, Rabbi Yudah says, since his first Lashon was chutzlam manai, L'maisa t'chalia, pigol. For a mayor, the t'mura, the chur goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, even a case of Zayma t'lachtzeis, he has drawn one avoid your shchita. He has in mind, tida kezayis of the meat tomorrow, which is a machshov of pigol, and then he has a machshov of the same avoid the teeth, another chassi kezayis, chuslim koimai. So now Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a chal the machshavis, tigel, and that's it. The second machshav is not chal. So here you see, even by lachzei sulser, Rabbi Meir would say, tefas loshen rishon, that the main thing is the first loshen and not the second one. Where it says, omalei mi savrit ena l'shchita, and the l'psoif, who told the svara that a shchita, the main part of the shchita is the soif, is the end of the shchita. At that time, is when all the psulim, all the machshavas have to be chal? No. Like then you'd be right. It's like lachza. You're saying it exact same second, the same time. No, you're wrong. The klal is, yeshno l'shchita mitchila v'yatzayf. That a shchita, the pshat is all the time when you're cutting the two simonim, it's all called part of a ma'isa shchita. The shchita begins at the beginning of the cut and ends at the end of the cut. Well, therefore, the Moses or Mishnah says, know what our Mishnah is talking about. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that since the machshavas of pigul is chal first, that's it, and the machshavas chutzlos mkarm is not chal. Or Mishnah Seinu the Yomer, where the person said like this: Sim in Rishon Mishas, he was shecht in the first sim, and he said chutzlos manai. He has in mind later to eat from the meat or to burn it chutzlos manai the wrong time. That's the machshavas pigul, and that machshavas chal first, and then Sim in Sheni Mishas, he started to do something else. Bishasi started to shecht the second simon of the animal, then he had the machshava of chutzlim kaimai. Therefore, it's not really like lachzeis. So maybe in the case of Lach Tzeis, your mom is speak out right away. You only want half of this animal to have Kedushas Oila, Tumuras Oila. And you mean to say the other should be Yishlamim, maybe Rabbi May agrees that really both should be Chal. But over here, in our Mishnah, it's like two different Avoidis. It's like one Simon and then a second Simon. So that's where we go after the first one and not the second one. Morris says, Hare Kemitza is also saying Machlekes and Menachis. The Shas the Kohen is making the Kemitza. And Rashi says, the Pligi bo Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonin, the Parakam of the Menachis, Ki Mechashiv l'Echo Kezayis l'Mochor, Kezayis Pachutz. That the Shas the Kohen is doing the Kemitza, it's one Avoido, he has in mind to eat one Kezayis tomorrow, and one Kezayis Chutzim Kainlai. And there also a view that says that it's Chal Pigo first. So Hora Rei Kemitza, B'Shas the Kemitza, to Luchi Lachtois Domi, that's also considered like Lachtois, that B'Shas one avoid of Kemitza. You have in mind to do both Mashovis and Opligi. And still Reb Yehuda argues and says that we only go both of the first Mashova of Chutzla's Mana to make a Psul Pigol on the Mincha, and we do not go after the second Mashova of Chutzlim Koimai. Even though it's like Lachtois, like half and half. Samar says no. Hosam na midia by Kemitza also. Shehik der koimis mincha chutzlis manai. Koimis levoino chutzlim koimai. There's also talking about two different things. So the more means ten, so thereby mincha also is like two different avoidis. Again, hosam na mi shehik der koimis mincha chutzlis manai. You have in mind to burn the kemitzah of the mincha itself the wrong time, and koimis levoina. You have in mind to take a kemitzah from the levoina. Chutzim koimai, to do a chutzim koimai. In other words, by a mincha, there are two matirim. There are two things that are matir the mincha, that's matir the shirayim bachilo. And that's the aktorah, the burning of the kemitzah, which is the handful of the mincha itself, and it's also the aktorah, the burning of the levoina. So there, the machlekes of Yudin and Rabbanon over there is, we have these two machshavis, one b'shas the aktorah of the mincha, of the kemitza, and one b'shas the aktorah of levoina. Therefore, it's like two separate things, not doima, talach tzoyis adami. So it still says, hare koimis the mincha chayta. Well, what's going to be, they argue the amashm even by a mincha of a chayta, the chayta. And over there, the mincha that a chayta brings, the lek of levoina. There's no levoina with it. The lack of levoina bade, right? There's no levoina. So the Chur, there's only one avoid of only burning the kmita, that's all. And there also we say your pligi. There also you argues to say that since you had a machshava chutzlas mana first, it's first chal pigul and that's it. The second machshava is not chal. So even though it's daima talachtes, because even when you say mamsh beginning like half and half, still we go after only the first one and not the second one. Gemara says, no, I tell you, lay pligi, they do not argue there. The only machlek is only by regular mincha, where there are two matirim, the kemitza of the regular mincha and the levoina. But by minchas chayta, that is no levoina, there's only one kemitza to burn, and echnam is deimet alachzois, and both the machshavas have to be the same time, and therefore would not be chal pigul. Now, Omar Ravashi says, im tim tzoloima. If you want to say pligi, that yishno still there's a machlokes. We have Yehuda and the Rabbonim, yishno pligi b'psiyas. The yagyu by psiyas. What does that mean to say? Rashi says, over machshaves haylocha, diyama b'psiyah rishayna chutzah zmanoi, over psiyah shniyoy ma chutzim kanoi, devilei tredi buwei. Like the shas, the kohen is walking to bring it towards the mizbeach. The shas psiyas means while he's doing the halacha walking. So each step he has a different machshava. There we say, both in accordance of Yudom, you go both to the first machshava. That's where the yagyu. And this is not mamish doima to lachtes domi. Because here each step is like a different thing. Therefore you have a separate machshava for each step. Therefore we look at the first step that you took. And if then you had a machshava chutz lizmanoi, so according to Rav Yehuda, since it's chal pigul, that's it, it stays, and it does not go off. We have seen Mibarashi Masni Kid Abaya. He learned the way Abaya learned, the belach tzois the moedir of Meir. In the case of lach tzois, we say right away you want both to be chal. Then Rav Meir also agrees that both are chal. So Rav Simi also is like Abaye. We have fun about nos the masnik of the rov. It is like rov that no that belach tzois nami the yag even by the case of lach tzois. That's the machlokes also Rav Ashi, Rav Simi and Rav Huna. Kiosi Rav Zimi when Rav Zimi came. Omer Rabbi Meir, he said over Omer Rabbi Meir, the Shitas Rabbi Yudah Omer, that Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Yudah's Shita, and now Mishnah, that what? To your Matopas Lashon Rishon. You know the story is you always go thus for the first Lashon. When you say two things, we say the first thing you said, that's really what you meant. That's the main thing, that's called Topas Lashon Rishon, and not the second one. Because the Tanan we learned, Omer Rabbi Yudah says, Zeha Klau. This is the general rule. Yezeh klal im machshavas hazman kodmes machshavas hamokoyim pigol tuchayov malat koros. In other words, even though you had both machshavas during the avoidus, even though the true first you thought heat from the meat tomorrow, but then you also thought heat from the meat the wrong place, still Rabbi Yudah says you go both to the first machshava, and the first machshava was heat it, chutzlas manoi, the wrong time, and therefore tzchal pigol. And what's the tzchal pigol? That's it. So the pura, so far, Rav Gim is the one that says that the svar of the mayor is, we say tafas lashon rishon. The same Rav Yudah says, they also by pigol, tafas lashon rishon. Omelay abayas, abayas abakim, I've